Well, the reason they didn't have a high school in 1932 or 33. Well, in 1931, my mother graduated from the last senior class to graduate from what was then Roswell High School. It was in Cobb County. In 1932 or 33, Milton County, which Alpharetta was the county seat, merged with Fulton County, and in that process, they opted to move the county line, Fulton County line, west to Willie O. Creek, and take Roswell out of Cobb County and make it a part of Fulton County. So they already had a high school at Milton, and they decided to use that high school for this end of the county. Then about 1947, they decided to recreate a Roswell High School, and so I took my sister's class, and they just went to 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. They just increased one grade each year until they graduated their next first class in 1951.
Okay, wow. So you said you have sisters. How many sisters and brothers do you have? Or?
I have two sisters. I have one older sister. She's born in 1933. I have a younger sister born in 1941 and a younger brother born in 1944.
Wow. Do they all still live around here too, or they move away?
I have my younger sister lives in the area. Mm-hmm. My older sister lives in Mount Dora, Florida, and my younger brother in Perry, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So is it the trend then, I guess, for people to move away, or do people stay here? The people that like you grew up with, did they stay, or did they all move off?
Primarily, most of my senior class stayed in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you think that is?
Well, Atlanta was moving north, and opportunities were better. Job opportunities were better here. Educational opportunities were just as good as they were anywhere else. So, I could go to what is now Georgia State University, Georgia Tech, Southern Tech, for their, and some went to University of Georgia, of course. But it was a matter of better economic times and didn't have to move off.
Right. This was the place probably people were coming to actually to live.
Slowly then, yes, it was. My daddy had a little saying, I guess was good through, worked good through 1970. He said, anybody that would live north of the Chattahoochee in North Fulton County long enough to consume the contents of a 5-pound bag of cornmeal would never live anywhere else.
That's good.
That's real good.
I like that. Yeah, I guess it seems like now people just go in and out of here so quick that you don't even get to know a lot of the people that move in and out of Roswell so quickly.
Well, it's definitely a very, very, very urban area. Mm-hmm. And most of the people here don't get to know their neighbors, much less.
Yeah.
But you probably have friends that go back a long time, other people who are like local, who've been here for a long time, so that helps a lot.
Yes. But you have to know where to find them. If I can go into Roswell now and stay all day and maybe not see anybody that I know.
Really?
But if I know where they have breakfast or where they might have lunch, or, you know, I might, then I can go see friends.
Are there places where all the local people eat at, the people that have been here for a long time, that you know where to go to meet up with